first item is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, any changes to the agenda?
There are no proposed changes to the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for October 26, 2007. You want to take these individually, or are there changes? You want to take them all? Were there any changes?
There were no changes, Ned, unless you guys had any.
Okay, the next item is approval of the minutes for October 26, November 2nd, and November 16th, 2017.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for October 26, November 2nd, and November 16th, 2017, as submitted.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the minutes for October 26, November 2nd, and November 16th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our first old business item is conditional use number 2107, Galbraith Development Group.
Mr. Chairman, want to let you know that while I was not present for the meeting on the 16th, I have reviewed all the applications, everything that's been submitted. I have listened to the tape, and I'm prepared to vote on these items.
Okay, let the minute show that Mr. Wheatley is qualified to participate in the discussion and vote.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for CU 2107 for Galbraith Development Group to operate a mini storage facility and office based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The use as a mini storage facility is of public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the neighboring properties and uses in the area. County Comprehensive Plan designates this location as a developing area. The type of use proposed by the applicant is appropriate within the developing area according to the plan. The use is to be located on Muddy Neck Road, approximately 1,000 feet from the intersection of Beaver Dam Road. It is in the area where several residential communities and several businesses exist, and this is an appropriate location. There was testimony in the record that there is a need for mini storage in the area. There are several nearby deed-restricted residential developments and townhouse developments that have limitations on the amount of space available for storage within the home or lot. This use serves that need in a convenient location, avoiding creation of additional traffic on Route 26 and other roadways. There was testimony on the record from the licensed Delaware realtor that mini storage facilities do not negatively affect property values. A mini storage facility generates less traffic than other commercial, retail, or residential uses on the site. As a result, this will not adversely affect traffic or on the roadways. The project, with conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. As stated by the applicant, the maximum square footage of the storage building shall not exceed 46,350 square feet. Also, no, the building shall exceed 15 feet in height. And they shall be clad in earth tone colors. These requirements shall be noted on the final site plan. There shall not be any building contractors or subcontractors' offices or workshops within the project. There shall be not be any storage outside at all, including RVs, boats, automobiles, or building materials. Any security lights shall be installed on the buildings, shall be screened with downward illumination so they do not shine on any of the neighboring properties. A landscape buffer shall be installed and planted along Muddy Neck Road and the border of the project. The buffer shall be sufficient to screen the mini storage facility from view of any adjacent properties. A landscape plan for the buffer areas shall be included on the final site plan. The perimeter of the storage shall be fenced and gated. As stated by the applicant, the fencing shall be decorative along Muddy Neck Road. The type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall be only one lighted sign allowed on the site with no more than 32 square feet per side. The driveway and parking areas outside the storage buildings shall be paved. Stormwater management shall be maintained on-site using best management practices, and one office shall be permitted for security. As stated by the applicant, the hours of operation and access shall be from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, and the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And that is my motion.
Second.
I have a motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2107, Galbraith Development Group. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item on the agenda is subdivision 2017-11, Stonewater Creek Phase 7, Seven Branch LLC. Before we entertain a motion, Ms. Cornwell, there was some question about whether this was a standalone subdivision or not. Ladies and gentlemen, please sit down. We're not having this. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm speaking directly into the mic. I'll try to speak louder, okay? Thank you. Ms. Cornwell.
Yeah, this application as submitted is a new subdivision. Per their deed restrictions, the existing Stonewater Creek is an expandable subdivision. So this is a new subdivision, and as so, they can ask for the clustered development, and they can still tie into the existing development with amenities and other items. We've seen this in several different other applications.
Okay. And for those of you with concern, and I know there's some here, this commission does not make the rules. We just simply abide by them. Mr. Hopkins, you have a motion?
Yes. I think maybe before I make the motion, I think during the public comment, there was some concerns about, you know, the amenities and the quantity, you know, of homes that would be sharing those amenities. And it's my understanding that in the original phase 1-9, which was approved back somewhere around 2003, that there was, if I recall from the, you know, from the meeting, it was like 708 units in homes, and then you know, somewhere a year or so later, 2005 or so, the clubhouse was built or being built, and it wasn't for a number of years later that 100 or so of those, or 140 or so of those units were carved out because they ultimately became part of Pelican Point. So now by adding these 30 units, they're still at like 600 units using the amenities as opposed to the original 700 or so. So it's my understanding, it's like the amenity, I guess I could see people being upset over the fact that, the homeowners association is actually in a deficit because there's less homes by, 100 sharing the cost of those amenities, but it seemed like it was the reverse of that. So I am prepared to make a motion.
Any other discussion?
I guess one point, Mr. Chairman. I believe Mr. Wheatley had made a statement previously about listening to the record.
Are you qualified for this?
I am qualified to vote.
Yes.
I've listened to the record. I have read all the exhibits. I'm prepared to vote.
Thank you. Let the minutes reflect that. Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2017-11 for Stonewater Creek Phase 7, Seven Branch LLC, based upon the record made during a public hearing for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a 100-lot cluster subdivision within the AR1 zone. It is a standalone subdivision adjacent to the Stonewater Creek development. Although the two will share amenities and roadways, it is the site of a previously approved 70-lot standard subdivision with less open space than what is proposed under this cluster design. Two, the applicant is seeking cluster lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Three, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 100 lots on 60.29 acres. This results in a density of approximately 1.66 lots per acre, which is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. Four, the prior subdivision on this site only had 18.81 acres of open space, or 31.2% of the site, not including the wastewater treatment facility and disposal areas. This cluster design significantly increases the amount of open space with 24.4 acres or 40.5% of the site as open space. It also includes additional buffering from the wastewater treatment areas and the existing lots in the adjacent Stonewater subdivision. Five, this cluster subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. It is consistent with other residential development in this area. Also, the entrance to the site has been designed according to DLDOT standards and will align with Cannon Road. It will provide a secondary point of access to the adjacent Stonewater Creek subdivision. Six, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has favorably addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Seven, I am satisfied that this project is a superior design than a standard subdivision as required by the cluster ordinance. For example, A, it provides for the preservation of 40.5% of the site as open space, which is greater than the standard subdivision. B, there are buffers of at least 50 feet from all wetlands, which is more than what is required by code. C, that there is greater buffering between lots in this subdivision and the existing lots next to it. D, nearly all lots have direct access to open space. E, a greater number of existing trees are preserved. Eight, the project will be served by a central water and sewer. Nine, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. 10, the preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 100 lots within the subdivision. B, the lot owners shall be members of the HOA responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. D, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forest areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. E, a forested or landscaped buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. This buffer area may include existing vegetation. The final site plan shall contain a landscaped plan for these areas. F, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of the streets in the site. G, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. H, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. I, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. K, deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only be made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. L, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve, to give preliminary approval to subdivision 2017-11, Stonewater Creek Phase 7, 7 Branch LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion carries 4-1. Our next item on the agenda is change in zone number 1832, MDI Investment Group, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1832 for MDI Investment Group for a change in zone from AR1 to MR based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project is located in an environmentally sensitive developing area according to the County Comprehensive Plan. MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Two, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Three, the property is surrounded by land that is occupied by multifamily housing and office uses. In addition, there is an adjacent property that was rezoned to MR with a conditional use to allow multifamily development. It is also in an area near the Route 1 commercial corridor and nearly across from DLDOT's new transit center. This rezoning is consistent with other zoning and land uses in the area. Four, the rezoning to MR1 will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Five, MR zoning is appropriate for this site because medium density development is appropriate in areas where central water and sewer are available. In this case, sewer service will be provided by Sussex County and adequate water capacity is available. Water service will be provided by a publicly regulated water company. Six, for all these reasons, MR zoning is appropriate for this site.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, before we entertain, I guess...
Mr. Whitley, are you qualified again?
Yes, I am. I have reviewed all of the submissions, the application, and I have listened to the proceedings. I am qualified to vote.
Let the minute reflect that. We have a motion.
Second.
And we have a second. To recommend approval of change in zone number 1832, MDI Investment Group, LLC. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Motion carries 4-1. Our next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2106, MDI Investments Group, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2106 for MDI Investment Group, LLC for multifamily dwelling in an MR medium density residential district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks the approval of 52 single-family duplex-type structures on 6.86 acres for a density of approximately 7.58 units per acre. By comparison, the density on the adjacent arbors of Cottagedale MR multifamily development is 9.29 units per acre. Two, the property is surrounded by other multifamily residential development as well as business and commercial uses and a DLDOT transit center. This project is consistent with those nearby uses. Three, the site is in an environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of development is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Four, the proposed development will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the proposed density is within the allowable density in the MR district and it is less than the density of an adjacent approved but not yet built multifamily development. Six, the project will have approximately 60% open space. Seven, the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of resident units shall be 52. B, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DLDOT requirements. C, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. D, the project shall be served by central water to provide drinking water and fire protection. E, interior street design shall meet or exceed the Sussex County street design requirements. F, all construction and site work on the property, including deliveries of materials to or from the property, shall only occur between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. G, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. H, the applicant shall form a condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of the roads, any buffers, and landscaping, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common elements. I, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practice. J, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. K, the applicant shall coordinate with a local school district to establish a school bus stop area, which shall be shown on the final site plan if required by the district. L, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a shared entrance and interconnectivity with the adjacent wellness center property. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval. Mr. Wheatley, I'm sorry, are you qualified again?
Yes, I am. I have reviewed the application. I have listened to the testimony from the hearing. I'm qualified to vote.
Let the minute reflect that.
Before you vote, just think 400 more cars, 400 more trips on the road every day.
Sure. Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2106, MDI Investments Group, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion carries 4-1. It is now time for our public hearings. Our legal counsel to my left and